Let me say that again because it's so important. The church stood increasingly as the last bastion against barbarism and the last preserver of culture and learning in an increasingly hostile world. My friends, for this, we must be eternally grateful. We cannot possibly overstate the importance of the Christian church for its role in preserving and ultimately re-civilizing Europe. By 600 CE, with the last vestiges of the Roman municipal world more or less gone, the age of theocracy had begun. For the next 800 years, God, the church, and humankind's relationship to God and church became the central philosophic, spiritual, educational, and artistic issues for Western Europe. We generally call this theocratic age, encompassing approximately the years between 600 and 1400 or so, we call this theocratic age the Middle Ages. Please, music in the early church, dogma. The early church sought to differentiate itself from pagan and Jewish ritual. To that end, it developed three essential corollaries regarding the nature and use of music in Christian worship. So let's go through these three corollaries. We need to keep these in our minds because as we move to our next lecture and start exploring the music of the medieval church, we've got to understand why this music was created, what it was created for, and we also have to understand that the early church is not some repressive and anti-artistic organization. It is rather an almost paramilitary organization at the very edge of societal chaos, without strict rules, regulations, without the suppression of the individual ego for the better good of the greater number, I do not believe that the church could have survived the onslaughts of what we now call the Dark Ages, that is, the first 400 years of the Middle Ages. So please, we must purge from our minds the modern image that some people have of the Christian church, the early Christian church, as an essentially negative, repressive, and unprogressive organization. The years around 5 and 600 CE were not progressive years. These were not years that allowed for modernism. These were not years that allowed for individual egotistic experimentation. The church in its early manifestation was an organization that needed to survive. And indeed, these corollaries about the use of music in worship are part of that survival stance in its early years. So, the first corollary. Music, as a beautiful thing, is useful only if it reminds us of divine and perfect beauty. If it inspires only self-centered beauty, it is to be rejected. So, music must be divine, not egotistic. It must be prayerful, not hedonistic. Corollary number two, music is a servant to religion. It must teach Christian thoughts. Non-vocal music cannot do this. Therefore, instrumental music must be rejected. And indeed, we will not hear instrumental music in the church music of the first part of the Middle Ages. That is, we will not hear instruments used in the context of religious music in the Christian church for about 300 or 400 years. The third corollary regarding the role of music in the early Christian church. Large choruses, majorish melodies, like that epitaph of Cyclos, dancing and so forth, were associated with pagan festivals. These must be rejected. The humanist Greek ideal of music is replaced with the church's ceremonial and religious view of music. The essentially humanist Greek ideal of music will be lost for over 600 years. The age of theocracy has begun. The age of the Middle Ages has begun. Thank you.